This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 627, How to Escape a Workplace Productivity Rut, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here and your narrator, reading to you every single day to help you improve your business life. And now, with a little help from Laura Stack, one of our regular authors, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Escape a Workplace Productivity Rut, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. By now, you've internalized the basics of time management in an effort to maximize your productivity. You know you must be self-disciplined, shut down distractions, eliminate time wasters, improve information handling, and make every effort to smooth out your workflow. The problem is, you can do everything right and still end up with poor results if you're not careful. After following the straight and narrow path for a while, you may discover that you've worn yourself into a constrictive rut, where speedy reaction to the evolving business environment becomes difficult. In the end, your efforts to save time might result in a willingness to do no more than necessary to meet minimal standards. It's happened to all of us at one time or another, sneaking up on us due to lack of time, poor motivation, overwork, overwhelm, family issues, stress, and other emotional pressure. You may not be burned out, but you're just going through the motions, no longer thinking much about the bottom line, responding to emails, and generally just keeping up. To put it in a way we're all familiar with, you're doing work that would get you a C back in your grade school days. Good enough to pass, but far from honor roll material. You're maintaining the status quo. Jumping out of the groove. Fortunately, you can escape most productivity ruts with the application of a little strategy and elbow grease. Pause long enough to find something to tow you up out of that ditch. A winch, at least, or if necessary, a crane. Start by redefining your goals, looking for the motivational triggers that set you on your path towards success in the first place. Trip those triggers to jumpstart your productivity engine again. Alternately, discuss your problems with someone who may be able to help, a mentor, a friend, or a spiritual advisor. Ideally, someone who's overcome something similar in the past. Brush up on rusty old skills and look for alternate methods of doing your work that produce significantly better results, even if they do require a little more effort. There's always a better way of doing something, and you won't find them if you don't look. You'll inevitably stumble along the way, but don't let that stop you. Stay flexible so you can bounce back quickly. Whatever you're doing, you can do it, even if the new way is unfamiliar. Don't let yourself be paralyzed by confusion, especially just because something might go wrong. Of course it might, but you don't know that it will. Face problems head on and overcome them with your sheer talent and force of personality. Just stay moving. Don't let things drag you down. And whatever you do, don't slip back into that groove just because it's easy. Taking baby steps. Speaking of easy, you don't have to reinvent yourself all at once to get out of your rut. Even a little change can move you on your way, boosting you toward a new and untrammeled path. Mix it up, beginning with a minor item you've wanted to try but haven't taken the time to. If that means you have to drop something else, so be it, as long as it's not something critical. As you try new things, you may overcome the stress, boredom, or other emotional issues that have pushed you down into that rut, for no other reason than because you've made the change. If insufficient time is the issue, then once you've become more confident, restructure your schedule to shuck all the least important things that you do, especially if they take up an inordinate amount of your time. Delegate them if you can, but drop them if you must. Then, take on your critical few tasks from different angles until you're back to ground level, purposefully productive again. Avoiding self-tyranny. Two of the worst causes of productivity ruts are what I think of as the P-traps, perfectionism and procrastination. Both are self-imposed. Either you drag yourself down because you want everything to be perfect before you even take your first step, or you drag your heels for some reason. Fear, worry, boredom, etc. Either way, let go of the stone so you can float back to the top of the productivity game. Don't be so concerned about doing it just right that you paralyze yourself. Get moving. Don't obsess over details. Handle them as they come up and do the best you can in the time you have. We all want to dazzle people with our accomplishments, but sometimes good enough really is good enough. And it's infinitely better than doing nothing at all because of mental vapor lock or pure motivational deficit disorder. If you find a task or project too daunting, smack it with a metaphorical sledgehammer and break it into pieces that aren't. Then do those pieces one at a time till you're done with the whole nine yards. In a sense, perfectionism and procrastination represent the extremes of the productivity spectrum. Both can lock you down unless you find a workable equilibrium between the two, whatever that means to you and the project. Environmental considerations. Consider your current work environment. Is it boring, overcluttered, perfectly neat, or a huge mess? What works best for you depends largely on your work style and personality, but it could be that your environment is so under or overstimulating that it contributes to your rut right along with your personal habits. There's an old saying that goes, "A change is as good as a rest." And this is one of the situations where it may apply. If your workspace is boring, jazz it up. If it's too cluttered, clean it up. Too jazzy for your liking, tone it down. You may find that a change will also have useful side effects, like making things easier to find. What about your physical constraints? Is it too warm or cold? Is your chair uncomfortable or simply the wrong height? Do other ergonomic issues determine how long you're willing to stay at your workstation and how you feel after a full day trapped there? If you do feel trapped, that should be a dead giveaway. Does your work actually cause you physical pain? That may explain why you're just going through the motions. You want to get out and get comfortable ASAP. How's your distractibility quotient? If your office is too noisy, it's difficult to concentrate. There are fixes for all these issues, from wearing the proper clothing to getting a better chair and wearing noise-canceling earphones. Think about the environments in which you work best. Consider what you need to do to emulate those environments in your workspace and make the necessary changes. You'll never break out of your rut if you hate your workspace. So, determine what's slowing you down, some new goals, jumpstart a change in your life, and get moving. You just listened to the post titled, "How to Escape a Workplace Productivity Rut," by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Laura Stack. She is an award-winning keynote speaker and best-selling author of 8 books, obviously known as the Productivity Pro for good reason. Her engaging personality, combined with over 25 years of experience helping organizations achieve results, have made her one of the most sought-after experts and keynote speakers in her field. Laura has been featured in the New York Times, USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, Entrepreneur, and Forbes magazine, and has been a spokesperson for Microsoft, Danone, 3M, Office Depot, Xerox, and more. And if that wasn't enough, her client list includes top Fortune 500 companies like Starbucks, Walmart, Bank of America, GM, Wells Fargo, and Time Warner, plus government agencies, including the United States Air Force Academy, the Census Bureau, the U.S. Senate, and the IRS. So there's a lot to learn from her, and you can come by theproductivitypro.com for all the good stuff. She's got her videos, books, store, newsletter, and blog all there on the site. Again, that's theproductivitypro.com. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. I thank you for joining me and for being a subscriber. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll be back here again tomorrow for the Monday show, and that is where your optimal life awaits.